every day on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872911.
Look, in both the Cairns Post and the Courier-Mail today, there's reports of a surge in tourism once again for Queensland. We're doing better than we were a couple of years ago by about 6.8%, I think it said. Now, that's all fine. That really is encouraging. But that's without cruising still, and there's still no hint of anything happening soon. And, I'll just read this one briefly. This was from an article a few days ago. And it's from Marguerite Fitzgerald, who writes, if these were normal times, Queensland would be soaring on its trajectory to becoming Australia's cruising capital, with more cruise destinations than any state. All the signs of success were there until the pandemic intervened, bringing deep uncertainty, not just for us as a cruise operator, but also for all of the many Queensland businesses and individuals who depend on cruising. I won't go on with much more of that at the moment. The fact of the matter is, here in Cairns, when they started coming in, these cruise ships, on a regular basis, they pull up at our cruise liner terminal. Of course, first thing is, there's all sorts of tours available. The buses are pulling up and the Ubers are pulling up, and they're taking people down to the reef fleet terminal, etc. A lot of those people were going out on reef tours, etc. The restaurants got a little bit of business. A lot of them went back to dine on board, but some did dine in the restaurants, buses taking people up through the Daintree and on the Tablelands, and then the provisioning, which is a very significant part of it as well. You've got local companies providing all the foodstuffs and whatever else required for the next leg. So there were a lot of people relying on it, and it just hasn't returned as a source of business at all. Now, I just put a call through to Ports North, and the General Manager of Operations down there, Richard Stevenson, has come to the phone. Hello, Richard.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm good, Richard, but you can imagine there's a few people out there saying, when on earth are we going to hear about our cruise ships coming back into port again? Have you got any info at all?
Yes, certainly, John. As you alluded to there, the back in March 2020, in response to the COVID pandemic, the federal government put in place an emergency biosecurity declaration, which precluded any international ships larger that can carry more than 100 passengers from entering. And that biosecurity declaration has been extended by a three-month period since then. And the latest one was extended in February through to the 17th of April this year. And that precludes those international ships arriving in Australia. Yeah. So at this stage, there certainly won't be any international cruise shipping until then. But having said that, John, I feel there's a real groundswell out there. Ports North are engaged. We're engaged with a broad number of stakeholders here, both Tourism Events Queensland and TTNQ, Mark Olsen and his crew locally, about how we will reintroduce cruise shipping. But we're pretty fortunate that we're well-established relationships with the cruise companies as well, both nationally and internationally. And what we're seeing is there's a real appetite, John. I think it's like a champagne bottle. Once the cork comes off, I think there'll be a very strong return. But having said that, that return won't be until at least April. And the advice that we're getting from the cruise operators, it will take them a number of months, 2 to 3 months, to remobilise and get these ships back. So at this stage, we're envisaging a return this year. But unfortunately, a lot of that is out of our control. And once the emergency declaration is removed, they'll return, John, absolutely. And as you said, the local and regional benefits to Cairns are significant. You know, just before COVID, we were talking about $170 million per annum contribution to the Cairns and regional community. So we're certainly ready from our point of view, we're ready to go. Our facilities are world-class facilities. We're very fortunate, the Cairns Cruise Liner Terminal. Our facilities are ready to rock and roll. It's a case of when the ships are allowed to return, Cairns is well-positioned and we'll welcome them back.
Now, Richard, I'm not au fait with all of these terminologies. Like, for example, what comprises our national cruising fleet as against an international cruising fleet?
They're flagged, John. So, for example, international shipping, we're talking the ships of the fleet, of the Carnival ships, etc. And if they're arriving from an international port. Yeah. So, for example, Coral Expeditions, a local company, very successful, They've returned to cruise shipping. They carry less than 100 passengers, John, and they're Australian ships.
Okay.
So they've returned, and it's been, they've done an outstanding job in a very, very challenging environment. Mm.
Now, national ships, would there be some that would carry more than 100 passengers?
The vast majority, John, do. So that's that. Yeah, that's the issue where these cruise liners, where even the smaller boutique cruise liners that came to Cairns pre-COVID normally carry around 120 to 130 passengers.
Oh, they're buggered.
So that's right. They're still excluded per the biosecurity declaration, but. It's the big ships that's you know, the boutique ships obviously contribute, but the big ships, as you said, when you've got 3,500 passengers disembarking, they have a huge economic boon for Cairns.
Now, Richard, that 17th of April date, which is obviously very important, that's only a bit over a month away. What could happen after the 17th of April as far as our Queensland cruising is concerned?
I think based on what we've seen before, John, there's normally a lead up in the weeks previous where we get a little bit of the industry gets a feel on whether it'll be extended or not. And obviously those decisions are well outside of out of my remit. But if on or around the 17th of April that biosecurity declaration is not extended, I would suggest then that the cruise companies are in a position then to remobilise their fleets. As I said, this is outside of our traditional sort of season, which normally kicks off around October, but it would then allow those companies an element of certainty about they can reposition their fleets back here for the traditional season at the end of the year. So I think initially my gut feeling, John, is that we would see a slow reintroduction back into domestic-type cruising. Whether there'll be additional measures, I don't know. I don't know what would be required there. But I think they're a slow return. But as I said, I think it's a champagne bottle, John. Once routines are established and processes are established and confidence returns, I think we have the potential to see a relatively quick and strong return to cruise shipping in Cairns.
But still not really until 6 months after that April date, because you're talking about the season kicking off in October.
The critical things there, John, is the time for the ships to remobilise and... Excuse me, from what we understand from the operators, it's 2 to 3 months to mobilise the ship back to Australia.
Right.
And the mid-months are normally our quieter period in any case. So for programming for these ships, obviously they program up to 4 years in advance. Whilst it's a very dynamic sort of situation at the moment, I think we'll see a slow return, but you're right. I'm hopeful. I'm an optimist that we'll see a strong return in 6 months.
Very important news. Very good update, Richard. Thank you. But they've been very scarce on the ground updates on cruising lately. So this is a goldmine for a lot of people that, well, depend on it to a certain extent or just dream about cruising out of Cairns again.
Yeah, absolutely, John. And I think it's a case that because these declarations have just been extended each 3 months, that there really hasn't been much of a story to tell, to be honest. But I think now that there's a groundswell of movement, there seems to be an appetite there. There's an international trade show in Miami next month. There's Australian representation at that, and we've been involved with certainly running the Cairns flag up the pole with the decision makers in Miami. So there is groundswell, and as I said, it all depends around very much where we are with the state of COVID in Queensland and Australia in general, but also the state of the emergency biosecurity declaration. But I think, I suppose, for your listeners, John, that it should be assured that Cairns is ready to go.
Yeah.
You know, the facilities are ready to go. We just need the ships to return.
This has been really worthwhile, this update today. Richard, thank you.
No problems at all, John, anytime. And hopefully if we do get some good news, we can pass it on to the listeners.
Oh, wonderful. That's Richard Stevenson. Now, Richard is the General Manager of Operations at Ports North.